main point of this relief is not so much in savings. It is to correct a situation where anytime crude oil prices go up, and because we are pricing regime, this passed on to consumers, then the tax on it also has to go up. So if crude oil prices go up, fuel prices go up, and then the taxes on fuel, because it is a percentage of the face value of the fuel, that is to say, if fuel prices go up, then the taxes on it too will be going up. So it was double hurt for consumers because they'll be paying for the increased price of fuel. They'll be paying for the increased tax, which has been made a percentage of the fuel price. So what we have done is to must add valorem, that is to say, which was a percentage of the fuel price, to make it now a fixed tax. So even if crude oil prices were to go up, those taxes would remain the same. Hopefully, that would bring some long-term relief to consumers and to businesses as fuel prices change upward.
Mr. Kwarteng said government hopes to recoup the lost revenue from the tax cut from an enhanced business climate.
We continue to look at the expenditures, try to raise more revenue than anticipated, try to cut expenditure, and we think that the loss or the revenue government would, quote, lose, will be compensated for by the reduction in the cost of business for businesses and to consumers, so that we may well end up people's businesses, given that there is going to suffer less business cost, may expand, and the taxes they would pay as a result of the expanded economic activity may well compensate whatever you would consider as a loss, this tax measure.
You heard the Deputy Finance Minister Kweku Kwarteng. Meanwhile, the Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, Duncan Amua, says the move by government to reduce the petroleum levy by 2% is a good gesture. However, the percentage is insignificant. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Amua said any move by government to later adjust prices upwards will further anger Ghanaians, as it will amount to deception.
The gesture is a very good one. It's welcoming that the government also appreciates the suffering of the drivers, the suffering of the people, the suffering of consumers across the country. And so whilst we went out there to demonstrate, the government didn't turn a blind eye and has gone on to do something about the taxes that we originally were also asking to be scrapped completely. However, the overall impact of the action is another subject matter for discussion. If you look at petrol, it's been dropped by some 1.39% from the current ex-pump price of 4 cedis 67 per worth to about 4 cedis 51 per worth. And then diesel has also been dropped by some 2.63% from the current 4 cedis 67 to 4 cedis 48 per worth. If you look at it broadly, it's about 2% reduction for the two products. What we are hoping for is that we would see sustained effort to use the prices over a period for all of us to have the kind of relief we want to see in our pockets. If we go down by 2% today and we wake up the next morning or another week and it's gone up by 3, 4, 5, 6%, I'm quite certain that Ghanaians will be much more peeved than they even are today.
Right, Ben Sama, but let's look at 2%. Is that enough? What benefit is it going to have? Are you sure your members are going to be satisfied with that kind of a reduction? 2%?
Indeed. For satisfaction, I am not sure any Ghanaians will be satisfied.
Mr. Amua, this may imply that you have failed in your resolve to get the government to reduce the products to the percentage you would have required. That would have made your members happy. Would you admit you have failed completely?
Indeed, we have not been able to achieve the key object or the critical object for which the demonstration took place.
Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, Duncan Amua, and the MP for Damango, Adam Mutawakilu, says the 2% reduction of the special petroleum tax is not welcome news, hence the public will not feel the reduction.
No, it's not good news. In our view, the special petroleum tax, the purpose for which it was brought to Parliament in 2016, is no more relevant and should be taken off. And this has been reiterated by COPEC, ICU, and drivers, because we are all aware that Ghana, now we export oil. Government is required to tell us in the budget what is the expected price for the year and the expected quantity of oil that we will export. Then that will enable us to get the revenue that we will get from the oil. Now, this revenue is shared, and part of it is for the budget. So we plan the budget, the project that will be carried out per that. Now, in 2015, the budget was submitted, and the benchmark price was $97 per barrel. So that means we were expecting it to be that. In the course of 2015, the actual price was about $28 per barrel. So we realized that the revenue we expected is woefully inadequate when it comes to the real revenue. So as a result of that, this special petroleum tax was introduced to be able to fill in the gap. So once the actual price is less than the benchmark price, then we are making a deficit. The special petroleum tax will fit in perfectly. Now, fast track to 2018, when the Minister of Finance came to Parliament, he told us that the price they expect the oil price for the year 2018 will be $57 per barrel, which we approve. At that time, the actual price of crude oil was $45 per barrel. So there was a deficit. Government expected 57, but the actual price was 45. So there was that deficit there. So therefore, the special petroleum tax was needed to be able to fill in the deficit. But as we speak today, the price has gone beyond $60, far above the benchmark price. So that means that as we speak today, we are making a windfall. The oil that we export, we are getting more than what we had budgeted. And because we are now getting more than what we had budgeted, the special petroleum tax becomes irrelevant.
Would you have taken it off if your government had won the elections?
That would have been off. Once it was more than our benchmark price, it wasn't relevant. The paper for which it was bought was irrelevant, and therefore it should have been taken off completely, because it's no more filling any deficit.
If they persist, how much do you want them to take off again?
Completely.
Now,
if you take it, even the 33, let's say now it has been reduced a liter by 7 pesos. That means the price of gallon today is about 22 cedis, and they are taking off 33 pesos. We still feel that it is too inadequate. Nobody will feel it.
MP4 Damango Adam Mutawakilu.